I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The International Committee of the Red Cross just released a new report highlighting trends of concern in Sudan, whose civil war will hit the two-year mark on Tuesday. Sudan now hosts the single largestly internally displaced population ever reported. Unknown Nations' Greg Kelly says,
Sudan, for many reasons, should be on our radar. A, it's the worst humanitarian crisis in the world today. This is a country of only 50 million people, and more than half of them are literally dependent upon some kind of aid, or else they are facing death.
Yet the Lord is bringing good from Sudan's tragedy. Muslims are hearing about Christ for the first time in refugee camps and turning to him for salvation.
When everything has been taken from you, your heart is open to a different message. Even last week, there was 15 new baptisms.
And when a young boy, Akhil, began attending a 10-day children's Bible club in India, he was escaping conflict at home and struggled with anxiety. Raina Miller with Mission India says at their Bible club, Akhil played games with other kids, sang songs, and heard about Jesus for the first time.
As he was at the Bible club each day, he felt relaxed in a way that he didn't feel at home. And he noticed that the Bible stories he was hearing contradicted what his parents believed. But he believed in them, and he believed in Jesus, and he was moved and received Jesus as a savior.
From now till April 21st, every donation to Mission India's 10-day Bible clubs will be doubled up to $350,000. Now, normally, a dollar provides for one kid like Akhil to attend Bible club, but now that covers two kids. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.